Praise the Lord, saints of God. This is first of many openings for these broadcasts that'll be going into your homes. My prayer is that the word of God that is being preached in these services that you are now about to listen to will not just strengthen you and encourage you, but that in hours of time and need and deficiency and discouragement, that there's a word that'll be on these CDs that will encourage you, lift you up, and let you know that the battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. All God wants you to do is, having done all to stand, is to keep standing. So therefore, I hope that this message will be not just a blessing to you, but it'll be strength to you, and it'll be encouragement to you. And by beloved, I pray that this word will fall down deep into your soul, so that in the wee hours of the night, it'll be able to minister to you strength, it'll minister to you grace, and it'll minister to you the holiness of God. I want you to be encouraged by this word. Let it lift you up. Let it encourage you. Let it strengthen you and prepare you for the life ahead. May God bless you. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. And at the end of this broadcast, we'll pray for you. God bless.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've got your Bibles, just down just a little bit. If you've got your Bibles, open them up to the book of Galatians and the 6th chapter. Amen. Somewhere around the 4th verse, we shall start. Verse 4 says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." Somebody say, "His own burden." His own burden. Amen. "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto them that teacheth in all things." But don't get it twisted. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. "Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Come on and put your hands together for the word of God. It says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all things." The word "taught" is translated instruction. So as we are to instruct, it would be impossible for me to instruct unto you something that has to do with the word unless I've already experienced it. We're doing so much preaching about things that we have not experienced. You have to go through something to have something. You have to know about something in order to say something. Book learning is good, but experience is much better. Sometimes we don't want to go through some of the things we go through, but sometimes we just kind of just drift off into it, amen? And then we cry out to God. He hears you, but he don't move for you. Because he wants to see if you're going to have enough tenacity and courage to understand that what you're going through is something that you created. And because you created it, you have to stand. Amen. Someone told me, "Well, Job didn't create his situation." Yes, he did. How did Job create his situation? By being an upright citizen. By being upright. Because he was upright, God chose him. Amen. Amen. So we bear our own burdens, And we communicate the word, not in all good things. We teach it, and we teach because I can teach you about healing because I've been healed. I can teach you about deliverance because I've been delivered. I could teach you about being in trouble because I've been in trouble. Amen. I could teach you about all these things because I've already had to deal with them. I've experienced them. I know what it feels like to be broken. I know what it feels like to be hurt. I know what it feels like to be tricked. I know what it feels like to go through these things. So I can tell you that God can bring you through it. I can tell you that God will make a way of escape for you. I can tell you that God will give you the ability and the power to withstand everything that is coming your way. I can tell you these things, not because I'm great, but because I've been there. I can tell you what it's like being in a well, because I've been in the well. I can tell you what it's like being in the wilderness, because I've been in the wilderness. I can tell you all about these things because these are different experiences that I've been through in my life. I can tell you what it's like to have a broken heart, because I've had a broken heart. I can tell you what it's like to have all the joy in the world, because I've had that type of joy. I can tell you about these things because I understand what it's all about. And I found out that there's only one way that you have the ability to make it, and it's in and through God's word. You can't make it any other way. You can trust in your own ideas and your own strength and your own experience, and it ain't going to work. You have to trust in God's word. It says, be not deceived. Huh? The word not means don't get caught up in depending on how you feel. Sometimes we get caught up, both my hands up. If I could, without falling, I'd raise my feet too, Reverend. We get caught up on how we feel. We make decisions on how we feel. We move by the way we feel. We decide about how the way we feel. It says it's not depending on any feelings. Be not deceived. Don't allow yourself to deceive yourself. It's quiet in the house. Don't allow yourself to deceive yourself, because God is not. He is not what? Ah, God is not mocked, meaning that you can't fool him. You can't fool God. You may fool men, you may fool women, you may fool other things, but you can't fool God. You may think you are, but you're not. There have been times in my life when I thought I was, but I found out that I wasn't, Brother Chet. I found out that every seed that I sowed was growing right up behind me. And the limbs are very long, and they know how to reach out and grab you and pull you right back. So we have to come to a place in our lives where we're careful about what we do. Don't get tricked or be deceived. God is not mocked. God ain't no joke. What he's saying, God ain't no joke, in paraphrasing, because whatever you sow into the ground is what you're going to get back. You may think you ain't going to get it back, but it's coming back. Folks think it's coming back when you get to heaven or you have to deal with the devil. No, it's coming back in this life. Whatever you do is coming back to this life. Ask me how I know. It'll reach up and grab you by your ankles like it did Judas, and snatch you down into the ground so hard that all of your innards feel like it's about to explode and go all over the place. And you're looking for some place to run or some place to hide, but there's no place, because God is everywhere. So we have to be careful about what we sow. Sowing means to plant or to put into. Well, whatever you sow, it goes on to say, whatever you sow in your flesh, you'll reap in your flesh. So when I came out with when God gave me the revelation about the flesh, we went through a whole lot in this church, you know. Folks said that I was teaching a new doctrine, and that was all kind of stuff. But none of that stuff mattered, because I know what God had gave me. But what I didn't know, Mother, was that because he gave it to me, that I was going to be put to the test on it. If God gives you a word, he's going to put you to the test on that word. Well, I hate to tell you, I failed it completely. I failed the test. But I got up. Amen. What was that song? We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up.
For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up.
Amen. So we get up and we continue on. When you try to mock God is when you don't get up. When you don't change, when you don't transform, when you don't renew yourself. It says God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man is. Now listen to me very closely. It's not talking about the devil. It's talking about essence. Whatever essence sow, essence shall reap. You like that, huh? Chet liked that kind of stuff. Whatever essence sow, essence going to reap. The word reap means it'll come back to you. It means that you're sowing it back to yourself. It's coming back to you. That's like if you take some seeds and throw them out in the backyard, they are going to grow. They may not grow the way you want them to grow. And when it gets grown, it may not look the way you want it to look, but it's going to be there. Whatever seeds you sow, it might not come back to you the way you want it to come back, but you better believe it's coming back. Because it's the law of God. You sow, you reap. You sow, you reap. Sometimes you sow some seeds that bring back hatred and envy and strife and conflict and hurt and pain and stress and distress. It brings all these things into your life. And we can sit there and we can cry, oh, woe is me. But you have to search your life and see what you've done to create the circumstance. Amen. So that he shall also reap. I like the word also because it means don't think you're going to get away with it. For he that soweth to his what? Shall of his flesh reap corruption. So if you, whatever you do out of your natural abilities, you're going to get back from a natural thing. If you sow hatred, you got hatred coming back. If you sow discord, you got discord coming back. If you sow pain, you got pain coming back. Whatever you sow, you got coming back. And you will never really understand it till it comes back to you. So when it comes back, I hope you prepared for it. I wasn't. I wasn't prepared. You better be prepared. That's why I'm teaching you to be prepared. So that when it comes back to you, it don't make you want to take your life. How many hear me this morning? It don't make you feel like there's no way in the world that you can make it. It don't make you want to find a hole to go crawl into and be forgotten. But you'll look at it and you'll say, okay, I'm human. I made a mistake. Let's get up. Let's move on. Shake the dust off your feet and keep doing what God has called you to do. Yeah. Almost done. Because see, what happens is, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. If you sow to the new nature, you shall reap of the Holy Spirit life everlasting. What that means is, catch it now, catch it. After you have messed up, you still have the ability to make things right. Now, I'm talking to you from experience. God will always forgive you. Where the problem comes in is when you have to try to forgive yourself. Depending on how much you love God, it becomes hard to forgive yourself. And it becomes a yoke around your neck. Every place you move, there's weight. You're weighted down. You don't feel like you can accomplish what God has called you to accomplish. But I'm telling you, there ain't no yoke that can destroy you. Because it said if you sow to the Spirit, after you have already sown to the flesh, that you will reap from the Spirit. That means that God is greater than your circumstance. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So if you yield yourself to the Spirit of God, then God will come forth and rectify things, make things right, clean up your heart, strengthen your soul, increase your anointing in your spirit. And you'll stand up and give God some praise. Yes. I found out, Brother Tony, that you know the scripture that says, I forgot where it is, but it talks about folks that are already, Satan don't need folks because they're already children of the corn. Then the very folks that's coming to destroy you, you sow to your flesh, flesh is coming. It come in disguises, it come in rigidity, it come in tongues. Oh, I better leave that alone. So, after all this is taking place, it says, and be not weary in well-doing. Don't lose heart because these things have come upon you. Realize that you've made a mistake and accept it. And move on in whatever God has called you to. And don't become faint. Well, there's times I've become faint, brother. I'm ready to get the heck up out of here. It's got to be some softer couches someplace, Brother Joe. But there really isn't. Because if you find a softer couch, it's going to be something wrong with the pillows. So you might as well stay and deal with what you already got to deal with. And don't become faint or weary because you're going through what you're going through. Because remember, Satan can't destroy you. You only can destroy yourself. So we don't get weary. We don't lose heart in doing well. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Or not depending on feeling. So if you remember that, don't get weary. Don't lose heart. Because that means that even though after you screwed up, you got to keep doing the right thing. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. But keep doing what you know is right in God. Amen. Because God will renew you. God will regenerate you. God will refurbish you. God will uplift you. God will strengthen you. God will love you. And I got news for you. Long as God loves you, it don't care who matter who else loves you. Because they can't save you. They can't deliver you. They can't heal you. They can't bless you. They can't do nothing for you. What Jesus can do. Oh my God. But it says, if you want all this, you can't lose heart. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to unto all men. All men. Hear that? It says all men. Even them ones you keep calling the devil. All men. Even that son that's always raising hell. Don't worry, I ain't going no further. You know, right? Amen. But you have to do good to all men. And especially to them of the household of faith. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's why I said especially to those of the household of faith, because there is a judgment that's laid up for them. So I'm here to tell you today, make sure you do good to all men. Make sure you sow the seed that you want to come back. I know every now and then you might accidentally, you know, you buy a bag of pumpkin seeds or pistachios, there's going to be some in them that don't have shells on them. Well, that's the way life is. There's going to be times in your life when it's going to be stuff that just don't line up. And you have to make the hard decision, do I or don't I? Because that decision has a chance to change your course of life. But if you learn from it, and you reap understanding from it, and you glean knowledge from it, you can still make it. You will not be destroyed, but you will be uplifted. You will not be knocked down, but God will hold you up with the power of his might. God is bringing forth an army of believers that are going through all kind of stuff. But because they made up in their minds, Lord God, okay, I did it. Forgive me. I'm going on. God is using them. The church is about to fill up with prostitutes and drug dealers and drug addicts and you name it. Because they're going to have a heart to serve God and to cast all their cares upon the Lord. Everyone stand. So I tell you this morning, amen. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Don't be deceived. Don't get tricked. Don't get relaxed. Don't lose out on what God has for you. I just want you to know there is no way around it. What you sow, you are going to reap. And I found out it don't never come back the way you expect it to. It always has a hidden agenda. And if you let it, it will destroy you.
Praise the Lord. I hope that broadcast was a blessing to you. I hope something was said that encouraged you. I still hope something that was said let you know that your life is not over, but it's just beginning, and that you've come too far to give up now, and that God is a faithful God, and he will do all that he promised to you he would do. So therefore, my beloved, hold your head up. Keep your head up towards the sky. With cometh your help, and we know your help shall cometh from the Lord. So you be encouraged, and you fight this good fight of faith, and you run this race, not as though running from Satan, but as though running to win the race. Amen. And I encourage you that God will be there with you, and he'll strengthen you. And there are many that are praying and standing in a gap for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever is listening to this tape, I pray that by the power of the living God, that you would move in and upon their lives, keeping them and strengthening them and fortifying them and teaching them the ways of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if they whatever blessing and they need in their lives, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial, you do it and bring it forth, Lord God, to show forth your power and your splendor, and most importantly, your love for this person. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing them to listen to this broadcast, and I thank you for encouraging them and lifting them up and blessing them all their lives. Father, I thank you right now, and I give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, I hope something was said to encourage you and to lift you up. May you have and may you do the blessings of God.